Manx Radio Sport.
FC Alaman get things underway. Here's Sam Baines, long ball forward looking down that left-hand side. That's going to be nodded away and out to the right-hand flank. Moving away and looking to receive the passes. Josh Ash on this right-hand side. Little ball in field. 1-2. Finds Proctor here on the right-hand flank looking to cut in field. He's wrestled off it this time by Dean Pinnington. Short pass to his left-hand side. Josh Kane looks over the top of the Longridge Town defence. There's a header from Middleton into Adebayo on the edge of the box. Goes low for goal to start with and just wide of the post. Early opportunity for FC Alaman in the opening 30 seconds there. Clipped into the heart of the Longridge Town defence on the edge of the box, and it was Maddox Banks who was beaten in the air just in front of him by Joe Middleton. Nodded it into the path of Adebayo, got himself a bit of space on the edge of the box, caught it on the half volley, but just wide of Kai Crow's left hand post.
Yeah, big move, Rob. Adebayo will probably be a bit disappointed he's not put that one away. Great header from Joe Middleton actually to spot the run of Adebayo behind him, and just a little flick on behind. Just kind of seemed to fall over as he took the shot, couldn't quite get his foot over the ball, and just narrowly wide for SL Man.
Floats it into the six-yard area, looking for Proctor. That's half-headed away, and then cleared by Luke Booth of FC Alaman. Now Adebayo, first time up to the halfway line on the right-hand side. Is Dean Pinnington trying to race away from Connor High down that right-hand side. Pinnington still in possession, advancing toward the right edge of the box, and manages to get there here to the byline. Squares it. There's Higgins! It's 1-0 to FC Alaman. Devastating counter-attack from the Ravens. FC Alaman 1, Longridge Town 0. They break from a Longridge Town corner. Dean Pinnington racing away with the ball. Bit of a running race with Connor High down that right-hand side. He beats his marker, gets all the way to the byline on the far side of the pitch. And with plenty of space and with options in front of him, he squares it back across the six-yard box to Charlie Higgins, sliding in and just placed it into the bottom corner from point-blank range. Devastating counter-attack from the host, Darren. FC Alaman lead.
Yeah, and that's all Dean Pinnington there. What a run down the right-hand side. Took on about three players. Just skip past them, Robert, down the byline. Feeds it to Charlie Higgins. All he needs to do is just caress that ball into the back of the net, and it's 1-0 to FC Alaman.
So another Longridge Town free-kick opportunity. Jack Anderton is over this one. So a left-footed in-swinger. This is just off-centre to the right-hand side, and well within striking distance for many a set-piece taker. Just three in the wall for FC Alaman. So coming up to the half-hour mark, Anderton over the wall and into the back of the net. That's a sensational free kick. And it's a quick fire response from the visitors. FC Alaman 1, Longridge Town 1. Jack Anderton around 25 yards out. The free kick just off centre to the right hand side. He whips it over the three-man FC Alaman wall. Mark Blair beaten, and it nestles into Blair's bottom left-hand corner. It is a quick response. In fact, it's two goals in 3 minutes, one for each side, and the visitors are level, Darren.
What a goal. Free kick. He had a sighter in the first few minutes of the game where he cut inside on Josh Kane, and the ball just seemed to go over, but that time it was arrowed straight into the top right corner.
Trafford goes back to his goalkeeper, Kai Crow. Brings it forward just a couple of yards. There's no one in a red shirt putting any pressure on the Longridge Town number one at the moment. Arrows it through the centre. Michael Williams gets under there with the header. Can only clear it as far as Josh Ash. Here he is, 30 yards out. Ash to go for goal. Stopped by Mark Blair. William Proctor, who puts it over the bar on the rebound. It wouldn't have counted at it end up in the back of the net. The offside flag has gone up. But Mark Blair again, unable to deal with that long-range effort. Josh Ash, he hit it well enough. And Mark Blair wasn't able to hold on to it. Spilt it. And William Proctor was alive to that, but just couldn't quite time his run. He did blaze it over the bar down. So maybe that spares his blushes a little bit, the fact that the offside flag went up.
Yeah, I think the biggest sigh of relief in the stadium was from Proctor when he saw the offside flag was up, because that really should have gone in the back of the net.
That's behind Luke Booth. Will he get there towards the corner flag as the ball goes behind him? No, he won't. That is going to be a Longridge Town throw. In fact, it's not, because that is the last action of what's been a fast and frenetic first half here at the bowl. Half time in the NWCFL Premier Division. It's FC Alaman 1, Longridge Town 1. Short ball through the centre. That's a nice turn from Van Wyk up against Michael Williams. Williams clips the heels of Van Wyk, who was on the end of a couple of robust challenges in that first half. He's on the end of another one. And that's going to be a Longridge Town free kick. It's around 40 yards out over to the right-hand side here. Taken quickly, short pass to Connor High. He's going to go from distance. Oh, what a strike from Connor High! Puts Longridge Town in front in the most exquisite of fashions. FC Alaman 1, Longridge Town 2. Free kick taken quickly on the right-hand side, was just squared to Connor High around 5 or 6 yards away. And Connor High, a good 35 yards out, has arrowed that past Mark Blair into the goalkeeper's top left-hand corner. That is a stunner. And the visitors lead, Darren.
Yeah,
wow.
Wow. Very much wow. What an effort from the Longridge player there. Ball rolled to him from that short free kick. He just stepped up to it so casually and then just arrowed it into the top right corner, like you said. Longridge all of a sudden 2-1 off. I didn't think we'd see a better goal in this game than the first half effort from Anderton, but here we are.
Sam Baines Loops it forward, looking for Maitland. That's a half-headed clear. Here's Luke Smith to bring it away down the left-hand side. Goes back to McLean, who clears first time up the left flank. Van Wyk, chance. Longridge Town have numbers getting forward here. Here's Van Wyk, and he's going to square it out to the right-hand side to Josh Ash. He's got plenty of space to race. It's the penalty here. It's Ash to goal. Straight at Blair. Gets it back. Does Ash wants to loop it over the goalkeeper, but loops it over the bar. Great chance on the counter-attack for Longridge. They work it well down from the left. Plenty of bodies getting forward. Van Wyk feeding Josh Ash. Pace to get into the box. Rifled it towards goal, but only straight at the goalkeeper.
Yeah, I think he should have done a bit better there. His teammate, Proctor, was in the centre and waiting for that ball to be played into him just so he could put it into the back of the net. But he took the chance on himself. FC Alamann, a little bit of a let-off there. Could have found themselves 3-1 down. Really need to get into the game now.
Well, FC Alamann are back in possession. Here is João Marques, his first introduction into the game. And just a poker pass out under pressure from Luke Smith around. And here's Dean Pennington. The flag has stayed down on the edge of the box. It is Pennington. Squares it and it's behind Michael Williams. Glorious chance for FC Alamann. Heads on hands in the FC Alamann dugout. The ball right through the heart of defence. Dean Pennington timed his run perfectly. Threw on goal up against the goalkeeper. Tried to square it to Michael Williams. Plays it behind the midfielder, Darren. Agonising.
I have absolutely no idea why he's played that pass, Rob. Someone like Dean Pennington, with the confidence he has, I thought he would want to take that ball, that shot on himself.
Loose ball, and Trafford wants to get round the back here. It could be. It's a handball off Ben Trafford. It was a header from Maitland looking round the back to Adebayi on the edge of the box there. And Ben Trafford has been adjudged to have handled it in his eagerness to try and get in the way of it. And that is indeed actually, it's going to be a card as well for Ben Trafford. From an FC Alamann perspective, though, it's a free kick on the edge of the Longridge Town penalty area, around just over 20 yards out here, off centre to the right. Dean Pennington taking an interest in this, Darren. In terms of chances toward the end of the game here, this could be a golden one.
Yeah, extremely golden. This is a really good opportunity for FC Alamann when they haven't really had many in the second half. Kind of a similar place to where Anderson scored his goal for Longridge.
It's an almost identical position to the position where Jack Anderson scored that brilliant free kick for Longridge Town in the first half. Three in the wall then for Longridge Town, approaching the 90th minute here. Pennington and Watson both over this for FC Isle of Man. Plenty of red shirts committed in this attack as well. Every Longridge Town outfield player is inside their own penalty area looking to defend this. Still no indication of how much additional time we could be having at the end of this game. Pennington and Watson, who will it be? It will be Pennington, and it's into the back of the net! 2-2! Pennington round the left side of the wall, and Kai Krobaps, unsighted, saw it arrow past him on his right-hand side and into the bottom corner. And Pennington absolutely blasting that towards goal. Whether Crow was unsighted or not, we won't quite be able to tell. But FC Isle of Man have scored a peach of their own in this second half. They've lacked inspiration, but now they've found it in the 90th minute. FC Isle of Man 2, Longridge Town 2, Darren.
Yeah, this has been a game of unbelievable goals. Two for Longridge, and now FC Isle of Man have gotten in on the action. Dean Pennington with one hell of a free kick into that far corner.
Darren, 6 minutes of additional time. Do you think either side have got it in them to take this by the scruff of the neck?
Well, surely FC Alamann have got all the momentum now. We were talking before about where inspirational.
Over the top of the defence. That's brilliantly brought down by Anderton, who's lobbed the goalkeeper. And Carl Clark manages to get the clearance. Close for Longridge there. They went direct and nearly got their reward. Anderton lobbing the goalkeeper. Carl Clark there to clear off the line. Almost off the line. Reacts to it well, does Kai Crow. Rolls out to his left-hand side. Ryan McLean with a bit of room inside his own half to get forward, but he won't have the chance to do so because that is the full-time whistle. It ends all square at the ball in the NWCFL Premier Division. FC Alamann 2, Longridge Town 2.
Manx Radio Sport.